Welcome to Sticky Pickles.
Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now?
I'm Carol.
And I'm Anna. This is episode 5 of Sticky Pickles, Bad Chef and Controlling Girlfriend.
Guess it's time for our first sticky pickle. Anna, tell me about Bad Chef. Entertain me.
Okay, so my saga is a culinary conundrum.
A culinary conundrum. I like the word. I can't even say it. Culinary conundrum.
Very good. Well done. So we start with Gary. He's a 25-year-old guy. He's decided to get an apartment with his girlfriend, Dolly. Big step.
Ooh.
Remember the days of young love, Carole?
Yeah.
No, long time ago. Long time. So Gary's excited to live with Dolly. Dolly's excited to live with Gary. Lovely. So on the day they moved into their apartment, Dolly showed Gary a big book of traditional family recipes that she'd brought from her family home.
Like a kind of Bible of recipes type thing.
Yeah, like a big, like, slams it down on the table. These are my recipes and these are what I'm going to cook you now that we live together. Dolly's excited to make food for her boyfriend. So she
win-win.
Promises... Exactly. She's a great cook and she's going to make him something so amazing that he's not going to believe it and he's going to feel so lucky that he's moved in with her.
Okay, word to the wise, never build it up beforehand. No. Well, just in case.
Yes.
Just in case. Even if it tasted amazing, if you told someone it's going to be really amazing,
yes,
you might go in your head, well, it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Better to under-promise, yeah, over-deliver. Yeah. So anyway, it's sounding lovely, isn't it? But it's not been lovely, Carol.
Okay.
In fact, for Gary, it's been complete chaos.
Okay. She's chosen a really amazing, the best recipe she could, presumably.
Yeah, so she's overpromised. So the first night, she cooked, she set the fire alarm off 4 times, and she served him a whole fish covered in raw tomato paste.
Oh my God.
With a line of olives on top, but like the really cheap olives.
Like the canned sliced ones?
Yeah.
I bet you they're supposed to look like scales. This sounds very 70s.
Yes, well, it's an old book.
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah, that's so long ago.
I know, Carol.
I'm a child of the 70s, dude. Come on.
I don't remember the 70s. So Gary refused to eat it. Dolly's not happy. Gary doesn't appreciate the work she's put in.
You know what? He should have freaking eaten it. Because if the fire alarm went off 4 times, it's not raw.
Yes. No, but presumably it's the opposite to raw.
Exactly. Like what's it called? Like that biltong stuff?
Oh, yes.
Beef jerky?
Yeah.
Fish
it's
jerky.
It's just hung fish. That's what she should have done with it. Just hung it for a few weeks. So Gary suggested she made something else. They went through the family recipe book together, which I think is a good idea, in the hope of settling on a recipe they might both enjoy. But everything was either too tricky to make or filled with butter and oil. You see, part of the problem is that Dolly just loves butter. Can't get enough of the stuff. Just last week, Gary caught her dipping a spoon into the butter straight from the fridge, not a teaspoon, and popping it straight into her mouth.
Oh my God. I could not do that.
No.
Could you do that?
No.
I couldn't do that. I could not do that.
I reckon I could do it with something else. So she says, but we, you know, people do it with Nutella and peanut butter. What's wrong with doing it with butter?
Yeah, check. I have no problem with that. Yeah.
Oh, I'd actually like either. I could do it with jam. Strawberry
jam
straight in.
Jam. Yeah. Actually, jam might be better if there was a donut wrapped around the jam.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Better than fish with tomato sauce.
Yeah. So she eats an orange like it's an apple. And she also eats the whole of a chicken, bones and all. So she's got an interesting approach to food.
Okay, what?
Or unusual.
Did he not notice this before they moved in together?
I don't think
when they would
so.
Go out for dinner and she would go, oh, no, I'm just going to eat the bones of my rotisserie poussin here.
Yeah, but they've not been together that long. So all the time, presumably, she's kind of, you know, there's a bit of a mystique about her. And then they decide to move in together and eating whole chickens.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So last week she made a stuffed pepper dish, which nice. I like stuffed peppers.
Me too.
But what she stuffed it with was mayonnaise, filled all the way to the top.
Oh my God. Like, yeah, this has got to be a 70s. You know how in the 70s, I'm sure they used to stuff peppers with like cream cheese something.
Yeah, but cream cheese would be nicer than mayo.
I think she's substituting.
Oh, maybe.
And not doing a very good job.
Oh, it's white. It will do. Yeah, exactly. A few days later, Gary received a text from Dolly's mother saying he needs to think of it from Dolly's point of view and that by rejecting her cooking, he's rejecting her culture. Okay.
Mom got involved?
I know.
Okay, culture. Culture. What is this culture?
Right. Okay. So we don't want to be, you know, culturally insensitive. We need to make sure.
Yeah, wherever the mayonnaise people are.
Exactly. I wasn't aware of where they are. So where is she from, I hear you ask? She's half American and half British. Now, Carole, I know you're not American. You're North American. You're Canadian.
Canadian.
Is this something that Canadians make? Because it's not anything that we make in Britain.
We are culinary artists. We do things like poutine, man. That's chips, cheese and gravy. And let me tell you, délicieux.
No.
Délicieux.
It isn't. So Gary's asked if she wants to cook together and has also suggested a cooking class as a fun kind of couples activity. But Dolly is having none of it.
Oh.
So what should he do about this saga, Carole?
Hit the road, Jack.
Dump her.
I think, okay, if you're this early in a relationship and someone's got their mom involved... Okay, one, that's one big one. Two, if someone goes to their bedroom and can't, you know, and refuses to talk and refuses to budge, and what, is he going to eat food he doesn't like for the rest of his life?
Yeah.
In order to keep her happy?
I know. It'd be interesting to know whether he's a good cook.
But who cares? They could just go out. Like, I just tell people, like, if you cook, great. And, you know, it's the best time to cook. If you don't like cooking, you can get food.
I think it's difficult because she's young, right? She's 23. So she probably had an idea of what it was going to be like to live with a boyfriend.
Yeah, she's wrong. She doesn't sound like she's having much fun either.
No, I think it sounds like she's putting a lot of pressure on herself. And that actually, if she just relaxed, everyone would have a nicer time.
Exactly. Just calm down. Calm down, Dolly.
Chill out, dolls. Carole, it's your turn. Tell me about controlling girlfriend.
Well, this is a doozy, Anna. So strap in and listen up because we need your advice on this one.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. So we're in like our late 20s. This is a girl named Finch. Okay. This is her story. Okay. And she moved in with her best friend, Sean, who happens to be a guy, about 6 months ago. And now both of these two are on the lease, but Finch lost her job back in February.
Okay.
And she was working in restaurants, lost her job, and Sean has been overpaying his bit of the rent until Finch is back up on her feet, which she's totally grateful for. So all's really dandy. Finch feels a little bit guilty, does a bit more cooking around the house, does a bit more cleaning, and it seems to be working okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sean... meanwhile, started dating this girl that he is totally smitten with, like was smitten with from the very get-go. Sean announces that Nancy is going to move in. Now, Finch has only met Nancy once at a restaurant birthday thing, right? A few months ago. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that Finch took away is that she is perfectly gorgeous looking. Like her body is boom, boom, bam, for wang, perfect, perfect. But she didn't get a chance to speak with her. So Finch didn't get a chance to really spend any time with her. And honestly, since Sean and Nancy started dating, she's hardly even spoken to her best mate, right? Because he's never around. Mm-hmm. He's always out with Nancy.
Always the way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've all been there. So, Finch isn't thrilled that Nancy's moving in, of course.
Yeah.
But she's kind of in a bind because she's not been paying much rent. So she doesn't feel she can argue it. So she starts still silver lining it a bit in her head, right? Oh, maybe I can borrow clothes, even though she's like half a foot shorter and a stone heavier. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll try those skinny jeans. But there's like, you know, the cosmetics, the shampoos, the tampons, right? That might be a bright side of having another one of the sisters around the house.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Nancy moves in over the next few days, but Finch's life is immediately turned upside down. And Sean... Finch's best buddy says he's trying to accommodate everyone, but I don't know. You tell me. So there are ground rules that have been established.
Right.
By Nancy.
Right, by Nancy, right.
And Sean's, you know, they're like a joint team on this. So one of these is that Finch is no longer allowed to talk to Sean when Nancy is not present.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Fitch cannot text him unless it is in the group chat that Nancy's a part of.
Oh, no.
And Sean has totally agreed to this. Ugh. And he explains that Nancy's last boyfriend left her for his best friend and he needs to kind of build trust with her.
Right.
And the fact that Finch is super, super double, like very, very gay, as she puts it, doesn't seem to even help matters at all. Like she'd never, ever be interested in Sean.
Okay.
But that doesn't seem to matter. Rule number two, Finch is to avoid Nancy whenever they are in the apartment alone together. And so if Finch wants access to a room where Nancy happens to be, Finch has to text the group chat, never direct, only the group chat.
Of course,
and
yep.
Finch is never allowed to talk directly. Apparently, it's because Nancy doesn't really understand her accent. So,
right, what's her accent?
Newcastle.
Wow. Okay.
Can you do a Newcastle accent?
No.
Isn't there like a saying? Isn't there a saying though?
I don't know. I pride myself on my accents, Carole, but Newcastle is not one I can do.
No. Oh, I can't do it either. I can't even come to mind.
It's a tricky one.
It's not really my forte, you know.
Anything you want to try? Anything you want to try now?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm okay. Good. I'm good.
All right.
And also, Nancy says, if she does not respond to the text, then Finch can't even enter the space. And this has to do also with the bathroom, because Finch is like literally peeing in old tomato sauce jars.
What?
When Nancy's taking long baths.
So hold on. So Nancy, so if Finch wants to go into another room, a communal area,
right.
She has to text the group chat to say, do you mind if I go for a quick waz?
Yeah. So what happens is Nancy then leaves the room so they don't ever have to interact.
Okay.
Because Nancy, I think kind of, it seems to me at this point, I'm thinking Nancy kind of wants to live on her own with her boyfriend and wants to basically
yes.
pretend that Finch doesn't exist at all.
Right. I see. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Right.
Makes sense.
The problem is like, so she's actually peed in jars, right? But she's never actually mentioned it to Sean and Sean's unaware because she's not allowed to speak to him directly for fear of breaking right. the rules and pissing off Sean, who, you know, is his best friend.
Yeah.
And it gets worse. Now, Finch is not allowed to order takeaway food and can't cook any dairy, meat, or fish because Nancy's a vegan. And she works from home, rarely goes out. So, but Sean here comes on his own because he does convince Nancy to let Finch eat, you know, takeaway on the balcony.
That's nice. That's kind. Yeah.
And it goes on. She often gets headaches, so she doesn't want people coming over. So Finch isn't allowed to have friends over because too many voices gets the headaches to turn into migraines. And, you know, Finch is dealing with all this stuff, right? And she spends loads of time outside the house, but, you know, she just wants to kind of spend time at home.
Yeah, which is fun. Yeah.
Yeah, but she has no cash. And she also is kind of worried about her buddy because Sean is making no sense to her. She does not recognize this guy at all.
Oh.
But he seems happy with hot, hot Nancy.
Yeah.
But then today there was a new rule that Sean right. and Nancy shared with on the group chat, not even in person.
Okay.
And I'll read it to you. It says, we need to find a new home for Noah unless we can put him on a totally vegetarian diet. His eating habits are ramping up Nancy's nausea and migraines.
Okay. Who's Noah?
Is Finch and Sean's cat that they co-parent since the lockdown.
Oh, no.
And Finch thought that they both adored Noah.
Yeah.
The cat. But Sean is now saying he wants to get rid of him because of his vegan girlfriend. Anyway, so over to you, right? So this is the nightmare situation. She's in basically what I would call, that's a pretty hellish roommate situation.
Yes.
For our little Newcastle lady named Finch.
Yes. Well, first of all, as Finch, I'd be thinking, Sean, she might have a banging board, but she is hassle. He can't be happy, can he? Unless he's just a complete walkover. He can't be happy with all these rules because presumably he was quite happy with his life beforehand, before Nancy came along.
He's never been with anyone as hot as Nancy. So Finch is thinking that's playing a big part in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, so basically, do you try and have a chat with Sean, breaking all the rules, or do you do it via the WhatsApp or whatever the, you know, the communal chat that she set up?
I don't think I wouldn't try and have a chat with Sean because I think that would just anger the beast. I think I'd probably say no. Noah was here first. Noah's staying. He's my cat. But it's difficult because she doesn't want them to move out because she can't pay rent.
Exactly. Exactly. What do you think about screwing around with the apartment a bit? Like nothing major, but like maybe putting like anchovies in the curtain hems.
Well, surely isn't that just going to annoy Finch as well?
Well, yes, but it might annoy the girlfriend enough that she moves out because she can't stand it. Presumably she came from somewhere.
Well, that's true.
Presumably yes. She could go back to wherever she came from. What about buying a snake and sneak it into their bedroom? Not a poisonous one. Just like a, just a scary, like, woo.
Just a grass snake.
Yeah, a boa constrictor or something.
Well, just so that it just comes out of their bed.
She probably couldn't afford one. She'd need to find friends on Reddit or something, find someone with a snake that's for hire. Oh, snake for hire. I wonder if that exists.
Oh, there's a business opportunity for you, girl.
TM Qualteria.
I think it probably does. I don't think Britney Spears owned the one that she had wrapped around her. Maybe it was hers. I shouldn't assume it wasn't. I think Finch just needs to have a word with the two of them and be like, come on, guys, this has gone a bit far.
What about just breaking the rules, like acting completely normally? Like maybe Finch has kind of done herself a disservice by doing all this stuff, right? Like saying okay to all this stuff. She should have said from the beginning, no, this isn't cool. And maybe she should just start being normal.
Yeah.
And yes, I agree, saying no, the cat stays. But, you know, to be honest, you don't want a cat staying, you know, you wouldn't want to leave the cat alone with her.
No, she sounds crazy.
I mean, I don't know what she'd do as a vegan. What does a vegan do if they, do they commit cat murder?
Are you a vegan if you murder cats?
Yeah, do you lose your status as a vegan person if you murder cats?
I think probably.
Maybe only if you eat them. Don't eat them. Don't murder them.
Well, there are different types of vegans, aren't there? There's the vegans that do it for health reasons, and then there's vegans that do it, vegans that do it because they don't want cruelty to animals. So maybe she's doing it for health reasons and she doesn't give a shit about animals.
I wouldn't want my cat living with someone who didn't like him. I'd get the cat out, I think, to a temporary home.
No.
Like, I'd find a friend, just say, please, God.
But you would miss them.
Oh, of course you would.
Yeah.
Or stay around her all the time. Every time the cat walks around, the cat would get so annoyed with you.
Yes.
Following you.
Yeah.
Here I am, Noah. Yeah, no, I'm here still.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
I'm a cat. Just fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy cat lady. That's how it happens. This is how it happens, maybe.
Because of crazy roommates.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd be all right being a crazy cat lady. I mean, I think I probably was for a couple of years.
Yes. What's a crazy cat lady?
Always a crazy cat lady. Exactly.
Okay, what about this? Would you consider telling the landlord because she's not on the lease?
Ah, subletting. Yes, that's a sneaky way.
Yeah, that's sneaky, but you'd have to do it like you're putting your friendship with Sean on the line, right? Because...
Well, the friendship's already on the line though, isn't it? Because he's useless to her.
Totally.
As a friend.
Well, except she has a bed.
Well, that's true.
But he couldn't, I guess, kick her out very easily because they're both on the lease.
Yes, that's true. Miserable though.
But he could stop paying. Yeah, she's in a bind, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. I think if I was her, I'd be looking for somewhere else to live. Like, I think I'd probably be calling up the parents.
Hammock? Yeah. Anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nancy, with all her headaches and her migraines and her vomiting and her issues.
Yeah. Oh, she sounds annoying.
It can't be that fun for Sean for too long. So maybe maintaining an extremely light, happy demeanor. Doing normal stuff, but not too much, like not rubbing their faces in it, but being very, you know, nice, just so Nancy, in comparison, looks like an upset, batshit crazy, albeit hot, witchy witch, you know?
Yeah, but I think that, I don't know, because I think if he's willing to roll over and let her make these demands now, he's the kind of guy that is just happy being a bit of a walkover.
Oh, but come on, rose-tinted glasses, you know? I've dated people for a few months.
Maybe.
And then kind of gone...
Well, you've told them to not speak to their
housemates.
No,
but... But, you know, you're dating someone and you think, oh, they're great, they're great, they're great. And then after a few weeks or whatever, you're like, actually, they're not that great. Turns out that I'd filled in all the things I didn't know with stuff I liked. You know, and then you start realizing what they actually have to offer. And sometimes you're, you know, you're very nicely surprised. And, but often, right, got you.
That's true. I don't think I'd want to stick around to risk that that might happen.
Okay, you're gonna downsize completely.
No, I'm gonna first of all, I'm gonna say, look, Nance, come on, let's have a chat. This isn't okay.
You can't talk to her directly.
But I would have to. I could.
She'd be like, I don't understand you.
I'd put on my best English, Queen's English. I'd say, excuse me, maybe have a chat, Nancy. And then I would say, I'm not getting rid of Noah.
Meanwhile, her fingers are in her ears.
Well, in that case, then I'd call the landlord. I'd say, she's a twerp.
She is a twerp. Exactly.
Yeah. What would you do?
Oh, I don't know. I think I would do the Breakfast at Tiffany's approach, like being completely light, you know, Holly go lightly, dancing around the place and going, oh, sorry, I keep forgetting all the rules.
Oh, but who can be bothered though? Well, you know me, Carole. If someone annoys me, it's hard to get back from that. So think I would be upset with him. I'd be upset with Sean because I think we were friends and now you've dropped me.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to do anything to kind of, like, if you don't want to be my friend, you don't want to be my friend. But
how many friends have crawled back to you in their life afterwards going, oh, wow, I was really crazy. So maybe that's what she has to do. She has to get out. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. And if he came back and said that, then that's fine.
And when he said, yeah, I'm really sorry, but I've married her.
One second. Okay, bye-bye.
Later.
have a lovely life.
So fun.
Yeah.
Sniff, sniff, boo-hoo. Bye.
Sniff, sniff, boo-hoo. Oh, sniff, sniff. I thought you meant you were smelling.
No.
So there you go. Episode 5 of Sticky Pickles. We really, really hope you enjoyed the show.
And if you have ever found yourself in a sticky pickle, tell us everything. We will try and fix it for you.
You can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram.
Anything else you can find on stickypickles.com. And remember, if we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
Okay, that's it. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This podcast was created, hosted, and produced by Anna Brading and Carole Theriault. Inspired by the internet, embellished by us.
I think you should be a bit more serious. That's the important stuff.